In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, this Sunday is the Sunday in the octave of the Nativity, but Holy Mother Church also commemorates every year on December 28th the Holy Innocents slaughtered by the wicked King Herod. The crib of Jesus, where we have already met and venerated the Prince of Martyrs and St. John, the Eagle of Patmos, has today standing round about it a lovely choir of little children clad in snow-white robes and holding green branches in their hands. The divine infant smiles upon them. He is their king, and these innocents are smiling upon the Church of God. Herod intended to include the Son of God amongst the murdered infants of Bethlehem. The daughters of Rachel wept over their little ones, and the land streamed with blood. But the tyrant's policy can do no more. It cannot reach Jesus. And its whole plot ends in recruiting an immense army of martyrs for heaven. These children were not capable of knowing what an honor it was for them to be made victims for the sake of the Savior of the world. But the very first instant after their immolation, all was revealed to them. They had gone through this world without knowing it. And now that they know it, they possess a life infinitely better than this miserable world. God showed here the riches of his mercy. He asks of them a momentary suffering. And once it is over, they wake up in Abraham's bosom. No further trial awaits them. They are in spotless innocence, and the glory due to a soldier who died to save the life of his prince belongs eternally to them. They died for Jesus' sake. Therefore, their death was a real martyrdom. And the church calls them by the beautiful name, the Flowers of the Martyrs, because of their tender age and their innocence. Justly then does the ecclesiastical cycle bring them before us today, immediately after the two valiant champions of Christ, St. Stephen and St. John. The connection of these three feasts is thus admirably explained by St. Bernard. In St. Stephen, we have both the act and the desire of martyrdom. In St. John, we have only the desire. In the Holy Innocents, we have only the act. Will anyone doubt whether a crown was given to these innocents? If you ask me what merit they could have, that God should crown them, well, let me ask you, what was the fault for which Herod slew them? Is the mercy of Jesus less than the cruelty of Herod? And while Herod could put these babes to death, who had done him no injury, Jesus may not crown them for dying for him? St. Stephen, therefore, is a martyr by a martyrdom of which men can judge, for he gave this evident proof of his sufferings, being felt and accepted, that at the very moment of his death, his solicitude for both for his own soul and for those of his persecutors increased. The pangs of his bodily passion were less intense than the affection of his soul's compassion, which made him weep more for their sins than for his own wounds. John was a martyr by a martyrdom which only the angels can see, for the proofs of his sacrifice being spiritual, only spiritual creatures could detect them. Yes, God did for these innocents who were immolated on his son's account what he is doing every moment now by the sacrament of baptism in the case of children who die before coming to the use of reason. We who have been baptized by water should be all the more ready to honor these little ones who were baptized in their own blood and thereby associated to all the mysteries of the divine infancy. We ought, together with the church, to honor them for that a glorious and premature death secured them their innocence. They have lived upon the earth, and yet it did not defile them. Truly, these tender lambs deserve to be forever with the Lamb of God. May this same earth of ours, grown old in wickedness, draw down the divine mercy on itself by the love and honor it gives each year to these sweet children of Bethlehem, who, like the dove of Noah's Ark, could not find whereon to rest their head, to rest their feet. So the question now for us is, what will we do to honor and to avenge the slaughtered innocents of our own day? What will we do to ensure that this bloodshed comes to an end as soon as possible? For in the name of the false god of liberty, of freedom, of the so-called woman's right to choose, a terrible harvest of blood of innocent children continues. The vicious crime of abortion continues in this country and in most countries, to our eternal shame. Many among you have volunteered and continue to volunteer in very worthwhile good works of witness against the scourge of abortion. For example, by peacefully praying and protesting outside these death mills where this crime is permitted to continue. So today I want to encourage you to persevere in this noble effort and also to make the pledge of at least trying to invest more of my own time with you. It does not matter if it seems like no progress is being made. Jacob probably felt discouraged at times during the 7 years that he had to work to obtain the hand of Rachel in marriage. But he did not give up. God will not permit this evil to continue indefinitely. And he is counting on us to continue denouncing publicly the evil of abortion and offering a wholesome alternative to the women who think that this is their only recourse. He is also counting on us to vote in accord with our Catholic convictions and to refrain from supporting candidates who do not take a clear stand against abortion. Those who do describe themselves as pro-life or by similar terminology must be made to remember that it's not enough to engage in symbolic gestures or to pay lip service or to content themselves with limiting abortion to the jurisdiction of the states. No, our goal as Catholics has to be the total elimination of this evil, this blight from our land. Politicians must also be reminded that it is not sufficient to curb one form of abortion while letting it flourish by other means, such as chemically, by pills taken at home, which make up a handy majority of the abortions in this country. Now, take our current presidential administration. There's a lot that I would say in support of it. But, and maybe I'm mistaken, it would be great if I were mistaken. To my knowledge, the last time I checked, this administration is doing little, if anything, to curb chemical abortions by pills, the majority of the abortions in this country. It is up to us as Catholics to remind our elected leaders, and especially those who are willing to support this cause, that they must do their utmost to protect innocent human life from conception to natural death. Invoking, therefore, today the aid and assistance of the holy innocents in heaven, let us continue nobly in this cause. The day is coming, so let us hasten it by our prayers and works, when innocent life will be protected in this country from conception to natural death. All you holy innocents, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.